We are live on Blog Talk Radio for another great edition of Board Check. I'm Jeremy the Impact Yorg. Welcome in. Impact Media doing us a solid here. Allowing us to come on, talk some really, really awesome stuff with you guys. Yep, that's right. Board Check is live. Of course, if you are listening in via any of our links, we definitely appreciate that. If we got a chance, we'll take calls tonight. It being a huge night, it should be a national holiday. Of course, we will talk about the Predators and how their week and weekend will go, as well as of course the Canes and the Atlanta Gladiators. If you want to be a part of the show, 347-826-7448. You can click on that link as well. You can hit us up on all the social media places, at the Impact 99, at Team Impact Media, at Board Check. Any of those will somehow make their way to me, to which I will do my best to address your question, concern, basically anything. But happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, and also happy opening round of the Stanley Cup Finals Day. There are, I believe, three games going on tonight. One that will be on momentarily between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. That's going to be a series. Also, Winnipeg and Minnesota will kick off here in a couple minutes as well. And then tonight, the playoff debut of the Vegas Golden Knights as they will take on the LA Kings. And we'll get a little more into all those matchups here shortly. I'm going to talk a few things here and there. Really, I'm going to devote a lot of tonight's show to the Stanley Cup Finals. And I promise you, I will not give a spoiler alert until the very, very end. I will give you guys a score update because we are going to have, or by then, yeah, right here at the studio, we are going to have the Pittsburgh-Philadelphia game on. So I will do my best not to get distracted. I will do my best to not give you guys any sort of update until the very end. I will update you guys. It should be, you know, probably halfway through the first by the time we finish. It may be sooner. This may be a pretty quick show tonight. Who knows? But we definitely appreciate all you guys for listening. We've got some fun things coming up as well. But without further ado, some of the things that I want to talk about in the NHL. First of all, Rene Rancourt is a national treasure. For all you non-Boston fans or potentially people who just have never heard of him, Rene Rancourt, for the last 42 years, has performed. He doesn't just sing. He performed the national anthem in the Boston Garden, the TD Garden, whatever you want to call it. But for the Boston Bruins, the last 42 years, Rene Rancourt has done an incredible job. Well, he's retiring. He's retiring after this year. I don't know if that was just regular season or if he's going to do the playoffs as well. But Rene Rancourt, the national treasure that he is going to retire. So just wanted to give a special shout-out, special kudos to him. He has done some just incredibly awesome things. Some things that I want to get into a little bit later on, but first I want to talk about the Humboldt Broncos. And as soon as I get done with this show, we will be setting out our hockey sticks outside the doors, as well as people have asked, in a nod to the Broncos. And for those who don't know, they are a junior hockey team out of Canada, I believe. where late last week their bus collided with a semi-truck, and I believe 14 were injured, 14 or 15 didn't make it. And not just because they are human lives, but the hockey community always supports each other. There's different ways that you can give money and donate money to the families of those that were lost or injured. And there's various ways. I promise you can go to anything from NHL.com to your favorite team site. You can probably just hit Google Humboldt Broncos, and it will probably come up. Humboldt is H-U-M-B-O-L-D-T, Broncos, spelled the way it always is. Just heartbreaking to hear when any loss of life. But, you know, Humboldt strong. We continue on as those boys would want us to do. And, there was a moment of silence at Friday night's Gladiators game because of that. I thought that was a great gesture. And, unfortunately, things like that happen. And we're thankful of the time that we all get together. And like I said, it as a nod to the Humboldt Broncos, some have asked that we, if you have a hockey stick, set it outside your door as a nod, an ode, as a nice gesture towards those guys that maybe they can use it in the in their next lives, basically. The regular season awards, going to bring it up a little bit here. The regular season awards have been announced. Scoring title, otherwise known as the Maurice Rocket Richard Trophy, is going to one Alexander Ovechkin, seventh time in his career. That's incredible. Jonathan Quick of the LA Kings, who, like I said, will be playing here in about 2.5 hours or so against the Vegas Golden Knights. He won his second career William N. Jennings Trophy as the goaltender who plays at least 25 games for the club, allowing the fewest goals. Connor McDavid had his second consecutive Art Rose Trophy as the league scoring champion. I think those are the ones that they've announced at this point. I can't think of more deserving people than those guys for those. Plus, they earned those. You don't need to vote at that point. You just announce those. Those are all point-related. Did incredible jobs there. And I want to talk some Hurricanes. Obviously, their season is complete at the moment. After the exit interviews and press and such, the new owner, Mr. Dundon, had a end of the year news conference where he said that anything that pertains to the on ice product, that's the players, that's the coaches, that's the staff, that's anything in general. He's looking at everything from top to bottom. You're going to see some new faces. You're going to see some changes because he wants to turn this thing around. He wants to do it in short time. Mr. Dundon, can I call you Tom? I'm going to call you Tom for now. Tom Dundon, I'm here. My services, if you need them, I'm right here. And in fact, I'm going to go ahead and make him a social media shout-out for the night. So bear with me as I type this out. is at TD Canes. But Mr. Dundon, hopefully you go back and listen to this. Mr. Dundon, I would ask that if I can be of assistance, anybody here at Impact Media, we are here for you because we want the Canes to turn around as well. I believe this was the ninth straight season that they have not been in the playoffs. Yep, that is true. That stat was just sent to me. Got to change that. And I, for one, am on board, whether it's with the home crew of the Hurricanes, whether it's the Charlotte Checkers, whether it's the ECHL Florida Everblades, who we will talk a good bit about here in a minute. Mr. Dundon, we're here. Now, what did help just the other day is when the Hurricanes decided to assign four players to Charlotte. What four players? Well, they assigned defenseman Hayden Fleury and Roland McEwen. Sorry, I will get that right. Valentin Zikov and Nicholas Roy, the forwards, were all sent to the Charlotte Checkers, who are in the playoffs. And their attempt at the 2018 Calder Cup will begin the week of April 20th. So good luck to the Charlotte Checkers. Who we will send a message out to a little later. But good luck to the Charlotte Checkers as their season will start very soon. Part of the reason I paused, trust me, there will be a game update, and my goodness. But it's pretty much going to do it. We're going to just look forward to these changes. I know on the Canes podcast this week, Michael Smith and Mike Maniscalco mentioned that, you know, they really just had a few things to say because they were looking forward to seeing what kind of changes there were going to be. I think there's going to be changes for the better, and I, for one, look forward to them. Let's go ahead. Let's talk some Atlanta, and then we're going to talk some playoffs. Then we're going to get out of here. Because like I said, two are already playing, and I'd be willing to bet you're watching some of these. Our Atlanta Gladiators. First of all, Tanner Pond returned from Providence, where he played out part of his contract there. Rick Pinkston was recalled by the Admirals, and Phil Lane is back from Cleveland. So we get Tanner Pond and Phil Lane back just in time. Wish the best for Rick Pinkston. Played some really good games for us, and we definitely appreciate that. We are actually talking to a couple people that played with Gladiators this year about potentially being on the show. If you know anybody who might want to be on the show, or somebody you might want to hear from, one of these players, contact us or let us know who it is, and we'll do our best. Now, we all know our Gladiators made the playoffs. No, seriously, you should be glad. Lack of a better term. Sorry, no pun intended. But as the 4 seed, that means we faced the 1 seed. Well, the 1 seed are the Florida Everblades. We played them 8 or 9 times this year, and we defeated them 0 times. To quote Enzo Amore, formerly of WWE, if I had a dime for every time that the Gladiators beat the Everblades, I'd have 0 dimes. But that doesn't mean anything. As I had a discussion with a couple players at Friday night's game, I said, all that matters is you make it to the dance. Didn't matter how you got here, because then you throw all the records away, it doesn't matter. It's who plays the best in these 7-game series. How these seven-game series are going to map out? Well, let me tell you. Game one is going to be April 16th. I believe I may have told you guys this last week, but I'm going to go back over it for all those who missed it. Game one is Monday, April 16th, 7:30 puck drop at the Germain Arena in Estero, Florida. It's the home of the Everblades. Game two is Tuesday, 7:30 once again on the puck drop, Germain Arena, same place. Wednesday they will be off, how conveniently, because that will be the game, that will be the day for board check. Who knows what we could have in store for that. Game three will be next Thursday, 7:35, puck drop at the Infinite Energy Arena in Duluth. I do believe you're familiar with there. You can still get tickets. Most tickets are still $15. There's a couple that are not, but those are the premium. But they're only like $30, so I mean $30 or less, $15 to sit practically anywhere. I got a pretty good seat. I will be there on game four, which will be next Friday, 7:35 puck drop there, Infinite Energy Arena. If necessary, game five will be next Sunday, 2:05 puck drop on that one at the Infinite Energy Arena. And if necessary, game six is a week from this Tuesday at the Germain Arena. 7:30 puck drop. 7:30 for game seven will be the following Wednesday in Germain Arena as well. What can I tell you about these two teams? They are both loaded and they are stacked and they want to beat the crap out of each other. In a good way, in the hockey way, not just fight, no. Because these two teams or who faced off Friday night. They've seen each other before. I think. Yeah. That's who was there. So, no love loss here. You win this one. We would face the winner of South Carolina and Orlando. No, you know what? Orlando was who was there Friday because I remember the purple jerseys. Those are not bad looking. But this series is going to be fantastic. Of course, you can go to AtlanticGladiators.com or AccessAXS.com for ticket information. Now, let's talk some Stanley Cup. You know you guys want to watch talk some Stanley Cup, right? Well, let's start right now with the games that are on. We're going to start with the Philadelphia Flyers as they will take on the Pittsburgh Penguins. That game is currently on right now on NBCSN here locally. Let's talk with that series. Now, Pittsburgh is the definite favorite to come out of the East. They have also won back-to-back Stanley Cups the last 2 years. They are the perennial favorite. But the Philadelphia Flyers don't care about that. The Flyers, who are trying to turn everything around, suddenly got hot at the right time. They find themselves against their cross-state rival. This is going to be a brutal, brutal physical series. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I will not give you the game update yet. I will give you that at the end. But my pick for this series is the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I'll go ahead and, spoiler alert, say my pick for the Stanley Cup is the same as it was a couple weeks ago. It can always change. My show, I can change if I want. But it has not changed in over a month. I have the Nashville Predators over the Pittsburgh Penguins in six or seven games. Rematch of last year, different outcome. We'll get into that a little later. The other game going on right now is Winnipeg and Minnesota. Winnipeg being the one of the top teams from the West, and Minnesota getting their act together enough to where they're back in the playoffs. Winnipeg should have the advantage in this series. They're on CNBC. There we go. CNBC locally is where you can find that game currently. Winnipeg comes in with a lot of firepower, some good defense, great goalie play. Minnesota comes in with a hunger to do better than they have before. I can't remember on my official bracket. I feel like I took Minnesota, but I'm not sure on that. But for the sake of this argument, I'll say Minnesota in six, maybe so. The other game that will happen tonight will be the Los Angeles Kings against the Golden Knights of Vegas. That is a 10 p.m. start here locally on NBCSN, or basically it follows Philadelphia versus Pittsburgh. This will be another entertaining series as these two are separated by a handful of miles. If anybody had a team that, if you could handpick a team to try to take on Vegas, the Kings roster would look very much like what you would pick. I obviously have the Vegas Golden Knights winning this one, but this could go seven games very easy, and it could easily, you know, Johnny Quick over there in Los Angeles could easily sway this series. So this is another fun one, especially because of the lack of distance between them. Now, as we go tomorrow night, you will have New Jersey at Tampa Bay. It's a 7 o'clock game on NHL Network. Tampa Bay is a big favorite. A lot of people think that they will face off against Pittsburgh in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's very, very possible. But you never can discount New Jersey. My whole life, especially as a hockey fan, every time I have doubted the Devils, they have won the game. The update just got bigger for later, the spoiler. Tampa comes in loaded. They finally got everybody healthy. I think Stamkos may miss the first game or so, but they're almost to a point of they don't necessarily have to have him. And a good friend of mine, Matt Ridgway, who is a diehard Lightning fan, would definitely appreciate how well they're playing right now and the fact that I have them picked over the Devils in the first round. We'll get more into other rounds as we get to those. But New Jersey is going to have to scrap and scrounge and score just whenever they can. Take any kind of chance that they can, because Tampa's gonna really bring it. So, you know, got to do what you got to do. The other game at 7 tomorrow, which is on NBCSN, is Toronto at Boston. I guess we're going to have to find a tablet to put one of those games on. Toronto at Boston is going to be a great series. You've got two classic teams. They've been against each other all over the place. I got Boston as the stronger team here, but never discount the parent company of the Marlies doing some great things. Toronto has really put together a solid roster, and you never know what Austin Matthews and crew can do. But I got Boston in that series. At 7:30 tomorrow night on USA Network here locally, there's a bunch of other affiliates too, we've got the Columbus Blue Jackets and the Washington Capitals. Once again, Washington would be the heavy favorite here, but Columbus has been playing pretty solid, and a lot of times they are the antithesis of teams like Washington. I got Washington to win that series, but another great series because they're separated by very, very short distance, and they both want to win badly. The last two games tomorrow night, which will round out all eight matchups as well, Colorado will be at Nashville. That is a 930 puck drop on NBCSN. It will follow the Toronto-Boston game. Colorado at Nashville. I like McKinnon. I like a lot of things Colorado was doing. I'm glad they are not at the bottom anymore because, I mean, back in the Patrick Roy days and Solani and all those guys, when I was a wee little lad, I always enjoyed Colorado. I think they still have a killer jersey. But, yeah, Nashville is the heavy favorite in the West. If Vegas can get past L.A., then they're probably the second favorite. But I've got Nashville in this series. But that game, 9:30 p.m. puck drop there. And last, but certainly not least, we've got San Jose Sharks and the Anaheim Ducks. Once again, two teams that are celebrated by just a handful of miles as a 10:30 p.m. start on USA tomorrow night. That will basically follow the Columbus-Washington game. San Jose is going to win this. The Ducks are pesky. They're in the same way that every time I doubt, they do the opposite. It's not that I doubt the Ducks. It's that they're pesky, but San Jose is absolutely loaded. Ever since adding Evander Kane, I'm not sure that there's a weakness on this team. So I definitely got San Jose in that one. I know Impact Media is on. Cody Elias will be at Monday's game, I believe, which will be the first home game for the Sharks. And that's going to be a lot of fun as well. But for all that information and more, you go to NHL.com for all the more information for that. That's going to do it for me this week. Appreciate all you guys tuning in for another great edition of Board Check. Happy Hump Day once again. Tons of games going to be on the next few days. Make sure to wear your DVR out. Use as many phones and tablets and just anything you can use whatsoever to watch as many games you can. If you're at work, thanks for tuning in while you're at work. And also, don't get in trouble. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We'll see you guys next week. Go Predators. Go Hurricanes. Go Gladiators. Go watch some Stanley Cup playoff hockey.
These guys are warriors.